A new community partnership is freeing up hospital resources in the Anchorage area by providing people without homes a place to heal. Brother Francis Shelter is working with the city's three main hospitals to provide respite care for sick or injured people who are homeless. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
During her 26 years as a home health care provider, nurse Deb Seidel has treated people living in homeless camps and out of campers anywhere she could consistently find them. But she says healing on the streets is hard.
To be sick or to be just not well, maybe it's an injury, and to be on the streets is scary. It's difficult to heal. There's so much to try to pull together.
Wounds are more easily infected without running water, and overcoming an illness is harder without someplace to sleep all day. She says this causes people to go in and out of the hospital, taking up beds and using emergency department services. They need one simple thing.
For healing, housing is often that first prescription.
So a couple of years ago, a team at Providence began looking for a community partner that could provide short-term respite housing for people who are homeless. They found it with Catholic Social Services.
Here we are in the Brother Francis Shelter Medical Respite Area.
BFS Program Director Lisa Caldera walks into a quiet hallway at the back of the shelter with five double occupancy bedrooms, a small common room with large plastic rocking chairs, a kitchen, and an office for a case manager.
It is meant to be a space for peace and calm and healing.
The pilot respite program started with just two beds in October 2016, then quickly grew to four. Some of the 18 patient guests who stayed there received in-home health services, like nurses who changed bandages on wounds or physical therapists. Others just had a space to rest while getting over pneumonia or a broken bone. Caldera says during the pilot phase, Providence donated care to patients, giving the partners time to figure out details like visiting protocols and compliance with Medicare requirements.
We were able to practice and make mistakes and figure out how could medical respite work here at the shelter and for Anchorage.
Now, the respite area is officially open and has space for 10 patient guests, like Ed McLaughlin. He sits in the main hallway of the shelter chatting with friends. He joined the respite program because of a broken knee.
If it wasn't for back there, my only other options would be sprawl out on the floor out here like the general population does that's staying here, or be out in the streets.
McLaughlin says because he's had time and space to heal, he may not need surgery. He hopes to be back doing seasonal jobs soon and not returning to the shelter. For Vicky Hanna, the new respite program offers hope. She moved to Anchorage from Seward to seek medical care, but can't afford housing. And without housing, she can't get the surgery she needs.
The doctors don't like to do surgery for people who are homeless. So I was going to have to wait until I was, you know, until Alaska Housing put me in a place. But now I might be able to have it done sooner.
But Hannah can't pre-book a room in the respite area. Patients are connected to the program through the hospitals who contact the shelter, and together they see if the program is a good fit. The patient guests have to be able to care for themselves and be willing to share space. For people who stay longer than a week or so, the case manager will connect them to longer-term services and rapid rehousing. 14 of the 18 patient guests who participated in the pilot respite program did not return to homelessness. The program is based on similar models at homeless shelters in Washington and California.
Probably doing this has been the highlight of my career.
That's Deb Seidel again with Providence In-Home Services.
Part of it is to be in the room with community leaders and hospital leaders that all have a common goal and all have the communities and community members' best interest at heart.
She and others say this is the first time they can remember Providence, Alaska Regional Hospital, and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium collaborating on a project. Construction companies and architects volunteered time to redo the space at the shelter. They're also opening a clinic at Brother Francis. Seidel says anecdotal evidence shows that emergency department visits are down since starting the program, but they don't have hard data. However, she has heard one concrete response from participants.
It is so good to feel safe.
In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.